Alzheimer's and dementia are the most misunderstood, cruelest, and costly of all diseases. Dementia starts 30 to 50 years before symptoms appear. Every 3 seconds, someone gets diagnosed. 10% at age 65, 25% at age 75, and 50% at age 85 will be diagnosed. But symptoms are reversible despite what conventional medicine will tell you. Research has conclusively shown that what you do or don't do in your middle years can greatly impact your risk of Alzheimer's. Make simple changes discussed in the free 26-page report available below. You will also be signed up for the free summit when you download this free report. You will learn the best foods, herbs, and supplements for brain health. And by following these, it will dramatically reduce the chance you'll end up with this devastating issue. Take action now before memory loss is irreversible.
Well, let me ask you, the David's email, you know, some people are critical of it, saying, why did he, because some of the things he says is, I'm realizing that they were doing bullying behavior to many people over the years, and it really disturbed me. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what he said in the letter. And now it's just become overwhelming for him, and it's wrecking his reputation to the point of maybe he won't, you know, be able to repair it. But people are questioning, why did he put up with it for so long if it what really was like that? And so his integrity there is being questioned. What do you think about that? And maybe, Laura, you should start because you know him better. Why would he stick around in an organization where he was seeing such abuses?
Well, it's hard to answer that because I don't, you know, talk to him directly. But from what I've observed over the years, he's such a dynamic individual. He has so much information to share. He's gotten used to that platform. All these subscribers, you know, are coming, you know, to hear him. It looks like it gave him a decent livelihood that he kind of needed. And I figure with somebody like David, he's trying to work it on the inside, maybe solve some of these issues on the inside. I don't think he would turn a complete and total blind eye to it just from what I know of him. I think it's been an ongoing struggle that he has had to contend with. And it's almost like being in an abusive partnership. And he did mention that he was in a 7-year violent relationship, or the woman was violent towards him. And that was like the first 3 years of his time there. And then, you know, all of a sudden you're pouring out all this information and you're starting to recognize this stuff going on. And for all I know, you know, he was trying to manage it on the inside till the point where he realized it was out of his hands. And so when the GEM movement started to happen, it seemed like it sort of pushed him to need to resign. But at the same time, it looks like the timing was perfect for him because he was sort of at that final straw. I think, I mean, from what I've known of him, I feel he's a man of integrity. He's got a wonderful wife that I would say is a very divine feminine energy. Absolutely. I think he's admitted to his weaknesses about why maybe he would do that, maybe related to money. But I mean, I'm a little bit surprised, just like anybody. But until I get to really sit down and have a conversation with him, it's really kind of hard to speak in a way that would be, you know, beneficial, except for what I've observed about, you know, his work, what he stands for, what he stands against, which is Luciferianism and all this sort of stuff. I think he really knows the difference between the pedophilia, sort of ritualistic, dark sort of Luciferianism and the kind that might seem a little bit more harmless. And I think him knowing that there might have been that Luciferian element, he was kind of shielded from it because, you know, people will do what they're going to do. But the minute, you know, ancient civilization started to bring in that symbolism, you know, he wanted to just not have anything to do with it. And I think that he was kind of holding space for having his own sort of sovereignty and independence within that structure until he recognized that he was being sort of used to represent a message that he would never have wanted to represent. So I feel like he's just been sort of watching and waiting and hoping, and now it's just gotten so out of control that he has no choice but to go. So I have to say, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt until I hear otherwise. And, you know, this is definitely between him, source, and, you know, his own process and those that are involved. But from what I've come to understand is he's a pure heart and he's not up to anything, you know, dark. It's like any of us that might watch a Hollywood movie that has Luciferian elements to it. Does that mean that we're a part of it? Does that mean that we, you know, really support it? But I think the lesson for everybody is that we can't have anything to do with it. We should have no ties to anything that relates to it, because we can do this on our own. We don't need the money. We don't need to have disclosure, move through any sort of group or institution or corporation that has anything to do with it, because that's what we're trying to change. So this is a blessing. And I think we just need to move forward, recognizing that regardless of the personal issues related to having this kind of breakthrough, the fact is the breakthrough has happened. And what remains is, who is that character and what are they going to choose to do with it? Because I think, you know, the veils are getting lifted and we're going to see people for who they truly are. And I trust that we're going to see David standing in integrity and being very transparent and open about his process, versus all of us finding out that he was immersed in it on some level or in agreement to it. So I trust that he's definitely, you know, going to shine and emerge in a really beautiful way. And same with Corey, because I know Corey's absolutely, his message has nothing to do with this. And I just see it as a wonderful opportunity to take down these dark forces once and for all, and to get our sovereignty as a community. And those that aren't in agreement are going to bifurcate away. They won't even be able to handle the unity and the camaraderie that's going to come from it, because they're players of the dark side. And this is a great time of exposure. So I can only give people the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if all of a sudden we found out, you know, something completely different. But I see his heart. I've observed it. And same with Corey and Emery. I can feel his spirit. And even the gem drops or posts that Patty received, you know, they said that they were being very compromised and it just was getting worse and worse. So I just think they really need our love and support. And nature will do the rest and help lift the veil so that we see who is who. And that's inevitable in this ascension window period. But if we, you know, attack too much or assume too much, we might, you know, put too much dust or debris on what nature is exposing organically.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, it's very interesting, that they started getting so bold at exposing their satanic nature. I mean, they just decided they're just going to go, just start doing it. And, I mean, would you have any idea what their actual end goal was, Gaia? I mean,
yes.
What were they, what is your...
I wouldn't put bullet points about.
Oh, what's that?
This is what I wouldn't send you in bullet points that I saved for the end of the show. And Laura, feel free to comment on it, but I really want to get to the fluffy...
Yes.
And the little black box, because this is the end goal.
Right, and that's huge, because that's going to be the grand finale. But real quick, from my end.
Are you having trouble losing weight? It could be due to insulin levels that are out of balance. Learn what fat-flushing food helps balance your insulin levels. It's basically a hormone that determines how much fat your body stores. Over 240,000 women have successfully melted unwanted fat off their body faster than you would think possible, keeping it off for good. Learn how so many people have melted fat so quickly. Click the link below.
When you use the name Gaia and you have misogyny, you have patriarchal mindsets, you have Luciferianism, Satanism, that's part of creating the dark reversals of the mother. When you use the name Gaia and you have that kind of stuff as a backdrop, that's an attack on the goddess, that's attack on the planetary consciousness, that these dark agendas, these artificial timelines, and these satanic constructs want to own and manipulate. And it's a total attack on the feminine, that it's a male-based thing. I mean, I never got invited on the show. I'm not saying, you know, I'm whatever, I don't have an ego about it, but all I do is talk about Gaia. My book's about the Gaia energy, Sophia. I mean, you know, but this is a male thing. It's the same thing that they did with Isis. It's the same thing, you know, that they do with all the names related to the divine feminine. So not just, you know, Gaia, Isis. I know there's more. And that's just what we got to step back and look at, that these powerful names related to the goddess are being used to keep the reversal energies alive. And guess what? It's not going to happen because the mother has already returned.
Yes. Well stated, well stated. So when I was talking about the spinning plasma fields that are so beneficial, but if it got in the wrong hands and they spin it the opposite direction, they can destroy or delete matter. What I know is that I have friends in Boulder that have gone to the healing center where I was starting to lead up to, where they've got the guy that was having people strip and turn slowly. I also will mention he goes to Thailand every chance he gets for weeks or months at a time. He's a creep. And he got fired silently. He should have been arrested, but he was fired silently. And he's working in another doctor's office in Boulder, Colorado. Hey, I live here. You shouldn't be. Anyway, the bottom line is, in the back room, somebody told me that they have a secret, non-FDA-approved Russian device. And it's this special machine that works the plasma field. And when she described it to me more, I went, oh, my God, that's William Levingood's machine, technology, stolen technology, or something like it. And perhaps that's why they've spent so much time and money hacking me, because personally, I could care less about them. But because they chose to hack me and I document everything, they picked the wrong person is all I'm going to say. So now we've got a really serious threat on all of you members. And I'm not a member, and I'm not asking you to cancel your membership. I've never said anything of the kind, nor will I. I'm just going to tell you that they have a really special gift coming your way soon. So somebody wrote me, and when I went out and I said, my God, I was really hurt at a UFO conference. Were any of you? People started writing me. And then somebody wrote me about Regina Meredith's sweet little show about the Fluffy. F-L-F-E, focused life energy field, where for only a dollar a day, these two scientists sitting on the couch that look completely not even close to being scientists are going, yeah, we invented the Fluffy. And so for a dollar a day, they're going to send these directed energies into your home. You give us your GPS, your physical address and permission, and we will zap you with spiritual energies. And Regina is...
Isn't the Fluffy what I'm going to say a joke, but isn't that what they do to a male porn star to get them ready? Or is that the right word? Isn't that what it's called? But go ahead. do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, my head just went there. That's terrible. Go ahead.
Oh. Sarah. Little teacher just took a left, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I think anyway, that's what they call it. But go ahead.
It probably is. You know, Fluffy is also something when you let gas go. But, you know, the Fluffy, along with Regina Meredith, she presented this thing, and she actually admitted on the air that she gifted an 83-year-old woman without her permission, without telling her, the Fluffy. So they tested it on a friend of Regina's, and they sent it into her home, and luckily she lived. But one of the people that wrote me alerted me to the Fluffy. And then I went and I saw Regina was pumping this show about, and she's got these two clowns on a couch. I'm sorry, they don't look like scientists creating directed spiritual energies. But they do describe that they're all at 500 points of cosmic intelligence. And most of you are at about 350. But for a dollar a day, we can bump you up to 500. Give us your address, your GPS, and permission. So this lady sends us to me. I'm like, what are they selling? And she said, within a month, I experienced the first time ever in my life suicidal thoughts, unbelievable depression. My husband was rushed to the hospital. He's got cancer. And I'm watching her online. They're suffering. And so she canceled it. And I saw a lot of letters that they send out, but they'll give you a few free months, like the membership when you cancel. But the results, and I have three more people that wrote me, the one that I got yesterday, and I'm not interested. I'm not selling Fluffy or fluffing the Fluffy, but I'm very concerned that perhaps the corporation is now sending these frequencies out and using the plasma field to work in a negative way. I don't know. It just appears that it could be a possibility if they're selling these frequencies going into people's homes. And every single person that has responded has said immediate depression and suicidal thoughts. Somebody saw the post yesterday of that lady and said, oh, my God, I got a friend last night that's on the 30-day trial of Fluffy, and she scared me so much because she was ready to kill herself. I've never heard her talk like this. So this is serious. But then I get another letter, and this letter is, we have to talk. So I get on the phone to somebody in another country, and for 2.5 hours, I heard about the little black box that Gaia is about to gift all of their members. You are going to have your own little Gaia black box in your home. And it's going to be like the Fluffy, but instead of sending it, It's right there in your home. Now, I can't say it's related to the plasma machine in their healing center that's non-FDA approved Russian secret device. I was also told that my friend gave blood for the plasma machine. Plasma is an energy field, it's not blood. But she said she gave blood and that the owner's girlfriend was running the machine and she's not a doctor. And that she yelled at the acupuncturist, "Get back. You don't know what you're doing. I do." So the owner has this girl that appears to be his girlfriend, and she's the one that claims to be running the plasma machine in the back room of their healing center. And she also does gigs around Boulder, and everybody loves her because she's very spiritual, and she plays didgeridoo and goes to all the spiritual events. So now in Boulder, recently they've bought the whole rights to the Domenher School. And recently in Boulder, we've learned that they've bought the rights to a number of schools. And those schools, the teachers are then under control to perhaps not be able to talk about the material anymore. And there's so much of that evidence coming in. I just keep sending it out to all you guys. I don't want it.
What kind of schools are they buying?
Well, let's see. I don't know if they bought it, but the Abraham messages were completely compromised. And Melchizedek, Drumbelow Melchizedek School, is completely compromised. And I know that the...
Are they massage schools? Are they therapy? Are they colleges? What are they?
No, they were actually about sacred geometry, spinning fields that can heal or destroy the human body. Heal or destroy the human body, she repeated. So, what we have is a lot of splintering of schools that have been bought up and controlled, so that instead of saying Crop Circle Diaries is about this, they can say Crop Circle Diaries is about Satanism and this tablet. And they can totally corrupt the explanation of what something is because they own the rights. They control the narrative. So, as this continues to collapse, this house of cards, I want to be really clear. I do not know who Jem is. I just know that I'm one of the many people they contacted and trusted. And they told me what's going on inside Gaia and that I've absolutely been hacked by the CEO and Jay Widener as a team with their spooks and that they are agency spooks. And so I really do feel that there's enough good people now realizing, oh my God, not only have I been subscribing to these poor guys that are like held by a noose, you know, even Richard Dolan. Everybody loves Richard, but he had to change the last four shows he did for his first series. And I was there when he was pissed and being honest. And he said, I don't want to change them. I told the truth. But the owner didn't want that much about Corey getting out that early, or that much about America's fraud getting out that early. And so Richard did what he was told and he got another series. Now, I'm not saying I disrespect him. I'm just saying, look at what's going on and listen to the people that are really talking from their heart and have nothing to gain or lose. I quit doing gigs because I don't want to get hit. And I'm worried about everybody coming to Colorado for these gigs. I can't imagine David or Corey or Emery going on stage anywhere while these weapons are walking freely through the streets. It looks like a little cell phone, the one he hit me with. I don't know who he
is. Corey, yeah. It appears that Corey Good has a lawsuit against Gaia. Do we know why? Does anybody know what the lawsuit entails?
I don't.
Laura? I don't.
Nope. But I have to say I've been hit by, you know, weaponry too. I've been to the ER a lot of times. It isn't safe. But at the same time, the more we unify, the more we come together as a community, the stronger our energy field is in the face of this weapon, these weapons, and the weaponry. So, but it's something to have a lot of discernment about. But the thing is, we're in this ascension window period and we're raising the vibration beyond, you know, this level of weaponry. I have to say that I feel like the three of them were in Gaia TV in order to be able to bust it down because they were going to go and recruit people in anyway. So, I mean, I just think it takes a lot of strength at the end of the day to come out the other end and be willing to You know, do something like lawsuits, you know, create such a resignation letter that's not just like, I want to leave, but like really mapping it out. I almost feel like on some level in his being that he wanted it exposed. He wanted us to read this letter so that we could really be brought into the nonsense that was going on. But I have no idea what the lawsuit's about, but I assume a guess would be that, you know, it relates to money. It relates to ethics. It relates to, you know, probably everything that we're recognizing, because Corey's a man of integrity, no doubt. And if there's injustice and he had anything to do with it, I'm sure he's calling out all the stops just to, you know, bring about a greater justice. But I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that.
Well, I know you don't have much more time. So why don't you each give a summary of what you think is going to happen and where things are going to go from here?
Well, I personally feel like the dark forces are weakening. I'm certainly not scared of them. I know my name was associated to the letter going out because I had received it. And through just a lot of contemplation and just kind of reading the signs that seemed appropriate to share, I thought it was circulating pretty widespread. But I've gotten surges and surges of epiphanies and kind of downloads and revelations of what this all means. I feel like we're going to thrive more. I feel like the women are going to come just really more into their power more than ever. I feel like this weaponry is going to be neutralized. I feel like we're going to be working harmoniously with the masculine energy, that it's going to be more about the balance, more about the camaraderie, more about the unity amongst us all. I feel like we're all bonding as far as the people that used to be subscribers, that we're, you know, sort of like, this is the last thing that we're holding on to as far as the old paradigm goes, and we're not going to be played anymore. And new age movements, disclosure movements, ascension has been, you know, targeted to the point where we need these sort of breakthroughs. We need this sort of thing to happen for us to emerge out of it, realizing that we don't need to have any hooks to anything other than ourselves and the things that we trust. I see that this is bifurcating us into the organic ascension timeline, and that there's no more room to share any space with Satanists or Luciferians that feed on life force, feed on, you know, children. That we're going to bust down all the pedophilia rings. We're going to change this world once and for all. And I feel more relief and more liberation in my heart in connection with at least my personal mission and the mission that we all share together in ways that I haven't felt in a while. Because I was feeling suffocated for the last 2 years, and I knew that it had to do with this. And every time I talked to Patty, it was just like I could feel the weight lifting off my heart more and more and more. Because I kept saying to my partner, I'm like, I don't know what it is about these people and like what's going on and what I'm feeling. And even Podesta being on Ancient Aliens, what is that? And I'm not going to go into that, but I just
That's
see
just
this.
That's crazy, but keep going.
I just see this as a monumental breakthrough. And I see us all strengthening ourselves, strengthening community, unity, and you know, real disclosure, full disclosure. Even if some of us feel a little bit uncomfortable about the parts we played, you know, we can see the good and support that within each other and forgive whatever transgressions or mistakes, because these guys aren't players with the dark side. They've been trying to expose it. And this was a great platform, but that platform is going down. And thank you, Patty, for just being like my sister in this and keeping me informed, and for all your strength and everything. So that's my take. And thank you, Sarah, for holding this platform and for all you do. My goodness. And thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I actually got the chills a little bit listening to you, because it's like, okay, we're all coming together to actually make a difference. We're all from different perspectives and different backgrounds, but we all know that Satanism, Luciferianism, you know, being Luciferians and Satanists and abusing children is wrong, and we have to change the world. But, Patty, what do you got?
What do you got?
Well, today, what do you got?
Today I got photos from my friend who put me up at her house while my place was getting hit. After I won Best Film and People's Choice for Crop Circle Diaries at the International UFO Congress, I went home, and whoever was hitting my house with new weapons made it so I couldn't sleep or eat for 5 days, so I moved out. And I stayed there 2 weeks. The day I came home, my friend called me screaming. I went down and I just finally got a photo of what happened to her a year ago. A quarter of her face was burned, and it went through her and hit her dog, who died 90 days later. Excuse me for stuttering. The photos were so devastating. And so in my face, at my friend's, Laura's been in the hospital 10 times. We're not making this stuff up. nor would we want to. This is the last thing I would want to talk about. My family and friends have no idea what I'm going through or why I'm limping. My kids have no idea the level of scum I have had to tolerate. But this was not my plan. I went and laid in crop circles because I thought they would heal everything about me. And next thing I knew, I got all this information. And my films are the only ones that have been hacked. And it's because starting the first movie, I proved they were real. That's all I'm going to say. I think that Jem has done a huge service. And for me, I'm never going to say Corey or David or any of the names are even that important to me. It wasn't about them for me. It's about the evolution for all of us. But when you've got a corporation controlling everyone, buying up everything, taking over the events, and then hurting people, we've got a real problem. And when somebody that sat with the owner watched him brag, and the word is always brag, they find him a disgusting, egocentric, everybody that's ever told me stories about him. And he's 6'6", bald with an elongated head. I mean, not easy to, you know, miss in a crowd. But the fact is that physical evidence is way too hard to hide when you hurt this many people and everything leads to the same base. Right now, I feel like the corporation is a herpes in the community. I've looked at them as this like a virus. And once they get you, it's really hard to get rid of it. You can't get rid of your contract unless you sign a gag order. And I think that that's going to change with the Gaia movement because people are sick of it. And now that everybody's talking about there's cameras in every corner, there's microscopes or microphones, they're listening and watching your every move outside, inside. They're hacking everybody's computers that work there, especially now that they're scared of who doesn't really like them. All I know is whoever's been writing the Gem posts knows Jerka and Jay intimately because he knows their moves, their intentions, holds nothing back. And the jaw thing, the fake doctor that was getting everybody to strip and turn, yeah, I don't know if they were filming from the secret hole in the wall. I don't know. But when you look at all the politicians and you realize, how did we get, get them to lie and be horrible for life? They filmed them doing horrible things after they drugged them. Well, what do you say to a 30, 40, 50-year-old woman if she won't do a gag order? You might say something like, oh, look at these photos I have of you. Oh, look at you turn. Look at that dimple in your butt or whatever. I don't know. But my gut just goes, ew, about every aspect. And people just keep coming up to me. No matter where I go, it's like they're throwing stuff at me. I don't want to know anymore. But I do want to give this to the world and get it off my hands. So I thank David for writing the letter. I thank Jem for somehow getting access to it and sending it to the right people. And then I really thank the right people for getting it out to the world, which is obviously you two and You Are Free TV and all the other people. But, you know, now that it's getting out, it really has gone viral. I don't imagine that company has a chance in hell of surviving because nobody wants to work with that energy unless you're also a pedophile Satanist monster. So one of the Gem posts does actually throw out a link that says something that I heard 30 years ago, which is the owner may be part of the team that hurt that beautiful little girl in Boulder, JonBenet Ramsey. And unfortunately, Jem sent a big link to a poster of the Business Bureau of Boulder where John Ramsey, the father of that poor child, and Jerka Rysavy, the owner of Gaia in 1995, both won awards for Best Business Boys. So, you know, they knew each other. They were chums together. And I want nothing to do with this. But I think that we're dealing with far worse than people have ever thought. But the punchline for me is when somebody said to me, he's planning to put a little black Gaia box in every member's home. That was it. That was where I went, oh, my God. So the dumb people that are willing to pay for spirituality, and I don't mean to call you dumb because I'm sure she's a good seller, but the fact that people would pay for spirituality and then get depressed, suicidal, and anything worse. Oh, night sweats were also some of the aspects of getting your fluffy treatments. But then to say we didn't sell enough, let's put it in every member's home, is saying to me, it's not enough to whack the speakers that won't obey. It's not enough to control the narrative of everybody else. But we also have to get the entire spiritual community of anybody that knows anything about anything. We got to get them a little black box in their house and make sure they agree with our program. And again, I'm just guessing, but I do know that the person watched his mouth move. So I don't talk about third hand. This guy saw the owner bragging about his little black box that they're going to put their name on and give to every member. So that's what you have to look forward to if you want to keep playing. And I don't want to play. And I don't want to be wounded anymore. And I certainly want my movies to be unhacked. So somebody, of course, now everybody's talking. Somebody sent me a link to the people hacking me. And the last four letters are UK government, UK.gov. So they're working with a guy who's in Portland. I mean, it's just agency. It's just boys that have nothing better to do than bother the planet. But the intention is not for the good of us. And our intention here, ladies, and a bunch of great other people, are in the good intention of humanity. That's where I'm at.
Well, we're going to have a link here. Every post they have is how to unsubscribe. So we'll keep a link here of their link. And we'll go from there. And thank you so much for joining the program today.
Thank you so much for having us. We're getting the goddess name back from those guys. Bye, you guys.
No kidding.
Thank you.
Are you having trouble losing weight? It could be due to insulin levels that are out of balance. Learn what fat-flushing food helps balance your insulin levels. It's basically a hormone that determines how much fat your body stores. Over 240,000 women have successfully melted unwanted fat off their body fast, faster than you would think possible, keeping it off for good. Learn how so many people have melted fat so quickly. Click the link below.